Watch, Peter Schweizer exposes Elizabeth Warren's past as predatory home flipper. By Hannah Blow on January 30, 2020. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, has a well-documented past of enriching herself on the backs of the same working class she claims to champion, flipping properties at the expense of people in financial crisis. Breitbart News senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute, GAI, President Peter Schweizer revealed during a discussion of his book Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite on Wednesday's edition of Breitbart News Daily. Schweizer discussed his latest investigative blockbuster, Profiles in Corruption, in studio with Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow and highlighted a few significant revelations on Warren, as detailed in his book. She was really a predatory home flipper, Marlow stated. A lot of people don't have that image of her, but that's exactly right, Schweizer stated, detailing how Warren enriched herself by flipping the homes of people in financial distress, a practice she has condemned others for doing. She provided the capital and with her brothers in Oklahoma, would flip properties, but they would flip properties for people that were distressed because of financial crisis, people that were getting foreclosed on, and she made very, very good money doing that, Schweizer explained. She's criticized other people for doing that, but she did it herself and did very, very well in Oklahoma real estate at a time when that state was going through a lot of difficulty because of problems related to energy prices and a bad economy. But she profited from it and did very well. In one example, detailed in Profiles in Corruption, Warren and her husband purchased a foreclosed home from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, for $61,000 in June 1993. They sold it a year and a half later for a 56% profit, Schweizer notes. In another instance, they bought a house on NW 16th Street in August 1993 for just $30,000. 5 months later they sold it for $145,000, a 383% gain. Warren and her husband were engaging in the sort of profit-making activity that is certainly legitimate, but also ironic, given that their profit margin was at times predicated on the financial misfortune of others. In short, for herself, she was comfortable with the sort of economic behavior for which she would later famously condemn others. Warren, seemingly ignoring her own practices, attempted to condemn then-candidate Donald Trump in 2016, declaring that he was drooling over the idea of a housing meltdown, because it meant he could buy up a bunch more property on the cheap. What kind of a man does that? Warren stated at the Center for Popular Democracy's event in Washington, D.C., that year. Root for people to get thrown out on the street? Root for people to lose their jobs? Root for people to lose their pensions? Trump, at the time, called Warren a hypocrite, citing her own role in flipping the homes of people in financial turmoil for a quick profit. In all, over the course of 15 years, Warren either purchased or financed $1.2 million in real estate deals, according to Oklahoma real estate records, Schweizer notes. Watch the full interview below.